欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。欢迎关注微信公众号安夏说英语，一起来聊聊很多年轻人都有的一些焦虑和困惑。 Not wanting to go out， 不愿意出门。 Turning to Netflix and a cup of tea night after night may actually be symptomatic of a pre-30 crisis. If you've been isolating yourself from friends and frequently declining invitations, your need for a long time may be a reaction to evaluated stress levels. Be sure to make time for your low-key activities with close friends to keep your spirits up. 夜复夜的泡茶，在网上看片子，这也是30岁综合症的症状之一。如果你经常婉拒朋友的邀请，习惯自己一个人待着，这也许是你应付压力的方式。还是花一些时间和朋友在一起吧，也好让自己的精神振奋起来。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。First kiss, that was it. Second time, I'm needing it. Now we gotta close off. And someone turned the lights off. Thought that we found a